each week as I prepare to what to talk to you about, I get to delve into the theological writings of Emanuel Swedenborg. And one of the things that I continually to love about these teachings, year in and year out, is how they get to the fundamental truth and the heart of the matter so simply and so clearly. And today, in preparation for today, one of the things I was reading about is, what is religion? Swedenborg wrote 30 theological volumes. His last two were called, last two volumes were called True Christianity. And after he finished all of that, he was in his early 80s, he wrote an appendix to True Christianity, because he hadn't said enough already. And in that appendix, in paragraph 40, he says, what is religion? And then this great theologian, considered to be one of the most brilliant people to have ever lived, says this. Religion is walking with God. Religion is walking with God. I love picturing that. I love seeing myself in my imagination, going through the events of my days, walking with God. And I love picturing our spiritual community, each one of us, leave this place on Sunday morning and going out into our lives, continuing our journeys, the highs and the lows, walking with God. If we remember what God is, it can help us picture this even more fully. God is love. God is joy. God is beauty. Learning to walk with God, but that's not quite right. According to our theology, we're always walking with God. So learning to remember that we're walking with God. We're learning to wake up to the fact and the reality that we're walking with God is the most basic and fundamental of spiritual practices. What makes it a spiritual practice? The heart of it. And the heart of walking with God can be seen in the universal language of thanksgiving. Giving thanks. Feeling grateful. Feeling gratitude. This is such a simple thing and so basic and can be spoken in the language of any religion. And yet, I tell you that the more you practice this, the more you will find yourself closer to that which you want to be closer to. And that's also one of the definitions of God. God is what we yearn for. If you want to move closer to that which you yearn for, I invite you to practice this very simple practice of expressing gratitude. There are two things in particular that make this practice so spiritual. The first is that the only way to express thanksgiving, truly, is from an open heart. And open hearts is what God is all about. Second thing about thanksgiving that makes it so spiritual is that the only way to be thankful is to be reaching out to or connecting with something beyond the level of our ego self. We're thankful to something deep within us. Or we're thankful to another person who has touched us. Or we're thankful to this earth. And ultimately, to the creator of all that is, divinity itself. Are you interested? Are you interested in this so simple of spiritual practices? I want to give you the two basics of how to go about it. Thanksgiving 101. First, sincerely give thanks and exercise on this. So practice. Ideally every day, ideally when you don't even feel like it. But practice. Two of my favorite ways of practicing. One is whenever we eat, before we put that first bite into our mouth, or if we've forgotten sometime later in the meal, just think of something that you're grateful for right then. And if you're eating with others, say it out loud and share it, either in the form of a prayer or just as a simple thanks. Second suggestion, another one of my favorites, and this one I suggest to you starting today from now until Christmas. Keep a Thanksgiving journal. Write sometime during the day or by bedtime 5 things that you are grateful for this day. This is like priming the pump. Do any of you know what a pump is? When I was little, our family had a cottage on a lake in Maine, and we did not have clean running water in the house, but we had a pump outside. And this pump, of course, had a spring that it was bringing water up from. But if you just pumped, nothing would come out but air. The only way to get water out was to take some water that you already had, which was standing in a bucket. And you pour the water into the pump, under the top, and then you pump rigorously. And eventually, as you kept pouring water in, finally water would start coming out. And it wasn't the water, just first the water you poured in came out, but then came forth the cleanest, clearest, coldest, freshest water. And that's how it is with giving thanks. It's priming the pump. And as we do that, what comes forth are thanks that we didn't even know were there. And they help us remember that we're walking with God. Second step in Thanksgiving 101. Receive thanks. When people give you compliments, say,
thank you.
Receive the thanks. When someone smiles at you, smile back. Receive it. Let it in. It's risky to do this. You're not always met the way you want to be met. But we're in this for the long haul. So keep it up. I remember being in seventh grade and going to, I think it was my very first boy, girl, dance. Scared to death. All dressed up. Went into the auditorium. Really loud music blaring. And we had flashing lights. You know, one of those globe things that flashes. And I was standing there, scared to death, trying to look nonchalant. And this boy starts walking toward me. And he's smiling. And so I smiled back. He got to right in front of me, and then he kept going. It wasn't me. He was smiling at him. Oh, I still remember. Don't let the small, what's that
called?
Disappointment. Thank you. Don't let the small disappointments or even the big disappointments stop you. Keep it up. We're in this for the long haul. And if you will do those two things, give sincere thanks from your heart and receive others, their thanksgiving, we'll all be well on our way to walking with God. Okay, ready for a little advance now. We're going to do three steps. That was the first. Second, there are at least two things that disguise themselves as thanksgiving and giving thanks. Any notions on what those two things are? The first one is giving thanks and then thinking that's all we're supposed to get. Or giving thanks for treatment that we shouldn't really be subject to. Giving thanks doesn't mean being grateful for everything and putting up with it. We can be grateful for noticing what's happening and realizing it's not so good. So use thanks wisely. Giving thanks is not about being passive or complacent. In fact, if we practice gratitude, it will give us a renewed insight and wisdom and energy to help change this world. That's one thing about giving thanks. There's a second thing that it can masquerade as giving thanks. And that is withholding it until later. I'm going to be grateful when. Always keeping it at arm's length rather than letting it in right now. God is present in the present moment right now. So don't withhold thanks for later. Maybe later the thanks will be even bigger. And even greater. But don't wait. Right now. I want to read for you two poems by Kabir, who was a 15th century Indian poet. His family was Hindu and converted to Islam, I think even before he was born. And he was a very controversial poet. And during his time, no religion wanted to claim him as one of their own. Not Hinduism, not Islam, nobody. But after he died, then many read his writings and said, oh, that's so true of Islam. That's so true of Hinduism. And as you'll hear it, oh, this is so true of Christianity. The first one I want to read you, because if you ever have trouble thinking of something to be grateful for, you can think of this poem. It's called What Kind of God? I'm changing some of the pronouns like I want to do. What kind of God would he be if he did not hear the bangles ring on an ant's wrist? A-N-T, ant. on an ant's wrist as they move the earth in their sweet dance. And what kind of God would she be if a leaf's prayer was not as precious to creation as the prayer her own son sang from the glorious depth of his soul for us? And what kind of God would he be if the vote of millions in this world could sway him to change the divine law of love that speaks so clearly with compassion's elegant tongue, saying, eternally saying, all are forgiven. Moreover, dears, no one has ever been guilty. What kind of God would she be if she did not count the blinks of your eye and is in absolute awe of their movement? What a God! What a God we have. One more poem, and this is for Thanksgiving postgraduate level course. Can you take it? It's an invitation, all right? You'll hear it in the poem. It's an invitation from Kabir. This poem is called I Had to Seek the Physician, and physician is capitalized. For Kabir, the physician is the divine physician. And he also speaks in this poem of the physician as his teacher. Teacher is also capitalized, divine teacher. So I invite you to hear in this poem the postgraduate excitement for Thanksgiving. I had to seek the physician because of the pain this world caused me. I could not believe what happened when I got there. I found my teacher. Before I left, the teacher said, up for a little homework yet? Okay, I replied. Well then, try thanking all the people who have caused you pain. They help you come to me, says the divine teacher. I invite us to practice now, in the silence of our own hearts, a little bit of gratitude for what it is, for what we love, and for what we struggle with.